Welcome to the Thriving in the Kingdom podcast with me, Vincent Kodongo. This is a place where you learn how to function optimally in the kingdom of heaven through the application of its timeless principles. We've been speaking about kingdom keys for walking in the supernatural, and we have dwelt for quite a number of episodes on the sixth key, which is that we should be filled with the Holy Spirit, be filled and refilled with the Holy Spirit. And we've been speaking in the last few episodes about how to be filled with the Spirit, how to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We've spoken about three keys in that dimension being filled with the Spirit. The first one was that you should become a kingdom citizen. That is the steps that you should take. Become a kingdom citizen. That's you accept Jesus Christ as personal Savior, because the Holy Spirit is for believers, is for kingdom citizens. The second is hunger and thirst for God. And then the third, which we discussed in the last episode, was that you should ask God for the infilling of the Spirit. Ask not just once, but ask in persistent prayer until you are filled with the Holy Spirit. So today we continue with the same. About being filled and refilled with the Holy Spirit by another key that we need to take, another step that we need to take in order to be filled and continually refilled with the Holy Spirit. And this is that we should adopt a lifestyle of prayer and praise. Remember the third one that we spoke about in the last episode was that we ask and persistently for the initial time that it happens. But then after that, we should... Now in the fourth key, which we're discussing today, the fourth thing we need to do is to adopt a lifestyle of prayer and praise so that you are continually refilled. This is now being continually refilled. And so let's look at Acts chapter 4, verse 29 to 31. So this is what the scriptures say. This was a time when the apostles Peter and John, they had been preaching about the name of Jesus. They're preaching Christ. And then they prayed in the name of Jesus for a beggar who was at the temple gate called Beautiful to be healed. And he was healed. And so many people accepted Christ. And the members of the Sanhedrin, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, were unhappy about them. They summoned them and they wanted them to be punished. They put them in prison and then they warned them not to speak about this name. But then they, after this, Peter and John prayed together with other apostles and disciples. So verse 29 says this. When they were praying, it says, "Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hands to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus." After they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. So you see, these are the same people who in Acts chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost, were filled with the Holy Spirit for the first time. They experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the immersion in the Holy Spirit, because Jesus had told them that they should not leave Jerusalem until they were filled with the Holy Spirit, until they were baptized with the Spirit of God. So what happened is now they are praying another time. So after they prayed another time, the scripture is telling us in verse 31 that after they prayed, the place where they were, this is Acts chapter 4, verse 31 now, which is another experience. He's saying that after they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. So it shows you how the infilling of the Spirit is not just a one-time experience. You can be refilled again. You need to be refilled and filled and continually refilled again. So therefore, prayer is one of the means, because it says that after they had prayed, this is what happened. They were filled with the Holy Spirit and they spoke the word of God with boldness. Then Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18 to 20, this Apostle Paul now speaking to the church in Ephesus, he tells them this. He says, Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So as you can see in verse 18, it says that instead of being drunk, they should be filled with the Holy Spirit. The word that is used there in the original text in Greek, because the New Testament was written in Greek, it means it's in continuous tense. So when Paul is telling them, instead, that do not be drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery, instead be filled with the Spirit, is basically telling them be being filled with the Spirit, be continually filled with the Holy Spirit. So if you go to the book of Acts, chapter 19, at the beginning, you see Apostle Paul starts by talking to these people that did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? That's when they came to Jesus Christ, when they became kingdom citizens. Then they said, we have not even heard that there's a Holy Spirit. And then after that, he told them about he taught them about it, and told them about the way the baptism that they received from John was for repentance. But now Jesus was to baptize them with the Holy Spirit, and then he prayed for them and laid hands on them, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke in tongues and they prophesied. So the disciples in Ephesus were already familiar with the experience of being baptized in the Holy Spirit. But now he's speaking to them again, and he's telling them that they should be filled with the Spirit. Why would he tell them the same thing that they experienced them? It's because this is a new experience of the same experience that they've been introduced to. So now he's telling them that they should be refilled with the Holy Spirit. And what does he say in the verse 19? He says, speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So this is about praise, living a lifestyle of praise and worship and thanksgiving. So it tells you that engaging in praise and worship is consistently a means of being filled with the Holy Spirit. We saw in Acts chapter 4, verse 29 to 31, about the disciples, the apostles, Peter and John and the other apostles, they were being filled again after praying. But now Apostle Paul is speaking about for the Ephesians that they should be refilled again. They should be continually refilled by praise and worship. You see, so praise and worship is another means, because praise and worship anyway is another form of prayer, which we have spoken about in the series on prayer. It's one of the effective keys of prayer. So it's a form of prayer also to God. And let's also look at the Old Testament. Let's look at another experience of the manifestation of the Spirit, of the Holy Spirit, in Acts chapter 16, verse 25 to 26. Acts chapter 16, verse 25 to 26. So this is the time when Apostle Paul had been arrested for preaching Christ and what happened is that they had cast out a demon, which is a spirit of divination, from a slave girl who used to foretell the future to business people, basically fortune telling. But it was not through the Holy Spirit, but for a demonic spirit called the spirit of divination. So you could foretell the future and help them to make money. So what happened? They had been thrown into prison, beaten up and thrown into prison. So the scripture said this in Acts chapter 16, verse 25 to 26. Acts chapter 16, verse 25 to 26. It says, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prisons were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open and everybody's chains came loose. So this is something happening supernaturally, that there's a violent earthquake and there's the foundations of the prisons are shaken and everybody is set loose supernaturally, because these people are prisoners, they were bound. They're set free supernaturally. And why did this happen? is because of the manifest presence of God, the manifest presence of the Holy Spirit. And this is not the first time the Spirit, Apostle Paul and Silas were filled with the Spirit. We know that when Apostle Paul got born again, when Christ appeared to him, and he became blind, and then he was praying and fasting. What happened? God sent a disciple named Ananias to pray for him to receive his sight and to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And that's what happened. So he was baptized in the Spirit and he could speak in tongues also and prophesy. Because he's writing to the Corinthian church in Acts chapter 12 and Acts chapter 14. He speaks to them, eventually tells them about that he speaks in tongues more than all of them. So therefore, at this point, they were the same people. The same person has been filled with the Spirit together with Silas, his ministry partner, his fellow worker in the ministry. They were praying and they were singing hymns to God, and probably they were not even praying for something like this to happen. But because they were praying, they were deep in prayer and singing, and God wanted them to continue ministering the word. Wherever he's sending them to the Gentiles. What happened is that because of the manifest presence of God, the manifest presence of the Holy Spirit, what happened is that suddenly there was an earthquake and the foundation of the prison was shaken. And everybody, all the prisoners, the doors flew open and everybody's chains came loose. So this was being done by the manifestation of the Holy Spirit in a spectacular way in the prison. Why? Because they're involved in prayer and praise and worship. You see, so it tells you that being filled, filled and refilled again, being refilled with the Holy Spirit is engaging in a lifestyle of praise and worship. That thing that you feel in your spirit, when you feel the sense that you get in your spirit that there is a refreshing that has taken place, that there are things and even things start changing around your life. Sometimes it can even affect your soul, your emotions, what happens, and even your mind. You begin to get ideas that are supernatural that you couldn't get in other ways, or things begin to just shift in your life. Prayers are answered and all that. That sense that you get when when you have been praising and worship is because of the Holy Spirit. It's supernatural. It's the Holy Spirit filling your life again, and therefore you becoming, you experiencing you experiencing the manifestation of his presence by the things that you see on the outside. Like them, they saw an earthquake and they saw the prisoners being loosed. Another illustration from scripture. This is now from the Old Testament to do with praise and worship, and where you see also the manifestation of the Holy Spirit Second Chronicles chapter 5 verse 11 to 14. Second Chronicles chapter 5 verse 11 to 14. Verse 11 to 14. Just illustrating on praise and worship and how it leads to the being refilled and the manifest presence of God, the manifest presence of the Holy Spirit. So this was the dedication of the temple after Solomon had built it. And now the Ark of the Covenant was brought into the temple. So what happened here in the Old Testament in verse 11, from verse 11 to 14, this is what the scripture says. It says, the priests then withdrew from the holy place. All the priests who were there had consecrated themselves regardless of their divisions. All the Levites who were musicians, Asaph, Heman, Jeduthun, and their sons and relatives stood on the east side of the altar, dressed in fine linen and playing cymbals, harps and lyres. They were accompanied by 120 priests sounding trumpets. The trumpeters and singers joined in unison as with one voice to give praise and thanks to the Lord. Accompanied by trumpets, cymbals, and other instruments, they raised their voices in praise to the Lord and sang, "He is good, his love endures forever." Then the temple of the Lord was filled with a cloud, and the priests could not perform their service because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the temple of God. So you see, the priests were just, this is supernatural manifestation. It's something they could not produce by their own. But what happened is that as they were just praising and thanking God in song all through, what happened is that it reached a dimension in the spiritual realm where now the glory of the Lord that there was in the spiritual realm, that because of the praise and worship manifested in the spiritual realm, the work of the Holy Spirit manifested in the spiritual realm and filled the temple. So the glory of God, which comes from the presence of God, the manifest presence of God, the Holy Spirit, manifest presence of the Spirit, filled the temple. So it tells you, see, that this is a key for being refilled with the Spirit, being filled and refilled with the Spirit. That if you want to see the Spirit of God filling you as a person, filling you as a group, filling you as a community, people are worshiping and praising in a church, then you need to invest in prayer and praise and worship. So that's our fourth key for being filled and continually refilled with the Holy Spirit, that you should adopt a lifestyle of prayer and praise. This is different from the third key, which was about that you ask in the initial time, ask for the infilling of the Spirit and persist until you experience it. But now, the number four, we are saying that even after that, now live a lifestyle of prayer, a lifestyle of praise and worship. And if you do that, like it will be like a, you will experience it like the way Apostle Peter and John and their fellow apostles and disciples experience it after they had prayed. And the place was shaken and they were filled with the Spirit and spoke with boldness. You'll experience this like the Ephesians, who, as they were singing, Apostle Paul was directing them that instead of being drunk, they should be filled with the Spirit. Thus be continually filled. Because when they continually engage in praise and worship and singing psalms to one another, they'll be refilled with the Spirit. They'll have that experience again, the manifestation of the Spirit. And then you'll experience what Apostle Paul experienced, a supernatural manifestation of the presence of the Holy Spirit. For them, they experienced through an earthquake and people being loosed. You may experience it maybe, even if it's not in that way, you may experience situations loosed in your life and God beginning to do mighty things by His Spirit because you have been praising and worshiping and praying. You experience what the Second Chronicles, the priest experienced in the temple, whereby you praise to the point whereby the cloud of glory is upon you. Either it can manifest physically, it can reach even a place where it manifests visibly, as it has happened even today in some churches. But it doesn't have to be manifestation in a where you see a cloud. It can be, the cloud of glory can be with you in the spiritual realm. So you yourself can sense that there is a cloud of glory around you by your spirit, that there's an aura of the presence of God, manifestation of the presence of God. And also your life can reflect that because the glory of God is tangible, can reflect the way His presence is with you. Whether if you're a preacher, it can be manifested in the way the effect people experience when you're ministering the word or the transformation they experience when they come around you. You see, or if you're a lead praise and worship, people will experience the transformation because of the glory of God that is there, because of the manifest presence of the Holy Spirit, because of your praise and worship and prayer life. So adopt a lifestyle of prayer and a lifestyle of worship, a lifestyle of praise and worship. Then you will experience that you'll be continually refilled with the Spirit. And then therefore you'll experience all the benefits that we have spoken about in this series, the supernatural benefits of being filled with the Spirit. And therefore you'll be walking. This is what will be, which is a key of the walking in the supernatural. So you'll be able to be walking in the supernatural because you are full of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is at the center of walking in the supernatural. So we're going to stop there for today and continue with the fifth key next time, which is the spiritual impartation. But as we conclude, I would like you to reflect on this and ask yourself, have you been, first of all, experienced the baptism of the Spirit, as we have discussed in the previous episode? Have you been filled initially? And if so, have you been living a life of continuous praise and worship so that you are refilled again and again? If not, then I urge you to do the same. that God will give you grace that you live a lifestyle of prayer and a lifestyle of praise and worship, so that you continue to live and dwell in that sense of the manifest presence of God and walk in the cloud of the glory of God and all the benefits that come with being filled with the Spirit. I think we discussed maybe about 14 or so. You'll experience them because you are filled and continually filled. Yeah. Otherwise, if you've been blessed by this episode, I would like you to subscribe to the same so that you don't miss future episodes. And also, you can also share the same with a friend, a colleague, a family member, a leader in your church, or a group you're part of, so that they can also experience the benefits of this and learn how to walk in the supernatural. Especially because of this issue of the subject of the Holy Spirit is one that is not taught a lot in these modern days in some churches. Especially the ones that believe ascribe to the concept of the cessationists, the people we call the cessationists, which believe that the miracles and the prophecies and apostolic, many things of the supernatural are no longer apply in our dispensation, which is an erroneous perspective. It's an erroneous school of thought, as we discussed earlier when we started the series on walking in the supernatural. So it's important that believers be exposed to such kind of teachings so that they learn about how to be filled and continually filled with the Holy Spirit and have the complete package of being a kingdom citizen, of walking in the supernatural. All those benefits, you can imagine if you have never been taught about this, all those benefits we have spoken about in this episode about 14 benefits about being filled with the Holy Spirit, and other benefits we'll speak about on the walking in the supernatural. You will miss them because you're not taught about this. So share with people so that they can learn. You can also share it in a social media platform, because you never know who might benefit from the same that you may not know, among your friends or people who follow you. Otherwise, may God bless you. And may you be filled and continually refilled with the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. See you in the next episode.